Say a short zach on parshas Brachos. Why short? That's what I have to say. At the end of the day, after everything said and done, the yisoida, the mitzvah of mechias hamolek, it's a riddle, it's a certain enigma. What exactly is the issue? So why do you have to wipe them out? What's the shayrish of the ra? In Torah Kadosh says the reason why. Zohar, asa'olach ha'molach ba'derech, which says, shekorcha ba'derech. Rashi says, Parshas Kiseitzei, three pshotim in korcha. Three pshotim. One pshat he says, korcha means they cooled you off. It means Klal Yisrael was coming out of Mitzrayim. There was a Kriyas Yamtuv, there was a Sez Adibris. They're on their way to Mount Torah with a brand, with a Gishmak, with a Slavus. Comes Amalek and cools them off. Chazal used a Lashon. They jumped into the hot bath and they cooled it off. Second pshat, Rashi says, is a Lashon of Mikra. Amalek comes along and says that everything is just a happenstance. It just happened by accident. It's arbitrary. The third pshat, Rashi says, is Shekorach is a Lashon of Keri. Tumah. Three Lashonis. Rashi says three pshatim. Unusual that Rashi says three pshatim in pshat. If Rashi goes out of his way to say three pshatim, vice versa, they're all critical. Cold, cooling off, Mikra, and Tumah. I saw Murray de Gazach once in the Shem Bishmol, the Sachachov, he says, we find in the Megillah, Ubabizo leisholchez yodam. Megillah stresses it. Not to take. Chayra, after the Nitzachon, after the victory, why not take? Move into the houses. Move in. That's what the Nazis did. Yimach Shemam v'zichram, all the millions of Jewish houses in Europe, they Poshet moved in, the neighbors. It's shocking that the Poland and in Litva, there were Jews living there for hundreds and some places for 1,000 years. They just moved in the next day. Again, they're done. Babiza, by us it's Babiza Loishochus, but why not? Babosnish. His Abshad is, state does something very, very scary. The Koyach of Amalek is the Koyach of cooling off. It's the Koyach of Yavabren. You have his Eirus, you have a Cheshek, you have a Drive, you have a Chias. And Amalek comes along and cools you down. Say that, okay. Shteita Amori de Gazach, that there's nothing worse than that. There's nothing worse than that. What's the Pshat? Why is that? What's the Pshat? What's the Oimik of it? The Pshat is, the Maral says in the Siv HaTshuva, Amori de Kazach, Maral says that we find, Chazal say that who Amalek, who Yetzirah, who Satan, who Malach HaMavis. It's all the Sherish of Ra in the world. The Sar Shal Esav is the Satan. He's also the Malach HaMavis. He's also the Yetzirah, right? Chazal say Yetzirah convinces you to do the Vera, then Satan goes up and tells on you, and then he kills you. In fact, the Maral, in my Lashon, the Eibishter has a shortage of workers. Why does one person have to multitask? Why does one Malach have to do all three? He's the Yetzirah, and he's the Son, and he's the Malach HaMavis. Zakhtar Maral, Amori de Kazach. Zakhtar Maral, he's not multitasking, it's one thing, he's the Malach HaMavis. Zakhtar Maral, the Kerch of Ra in the world, the Eibishter gives Chiyus. Kerch of Ra sucks the Chiyus out of everything. So the final blow is the Malach HaMavis, that a person dies. But the Pnimius of the Avoida of the Satan is to take away the chiyas that a person has. Take away the chiyas that a yid has for Avodas Hashem. It's all the same avodah. If you think about it, what's the sherish of all you yidus? You don't have cheshek, right? How many times do I hear from people, and myself, by the way? Not in the mood. What did Esav say? The Zayda from Amalek? Oyev anoichi. I'm tired. What does that mean? He's tired? He says, I don't have a chiyas. I don't have a brand. I don't have his chachas. I'm not interested. That's the koyach of Ra in the world. That means it's Zel Umazeh. There's Chiyus and there's Chaim, and there's the Eibishta, and Keneged Zeh is the Malach. I mean, I'm saying a tremendous Chiddush. Many times, we have Yisairus, right? We have Yisairus. A guy could have Yisairus from a shmuz that he heard. A person could have Yisairus from a story that you heard. A person could have Yisairus of learning. You come in, a new sugya, with a gishmak, and a bren, and you say Tichavusa. That's on Sunday. On Monday? Tuesday? Yeah. So how do we look at it? The way we look at it is that Hashem is done. How long can you keep this Yisairus going? How long can you keep the brain going? It fades, right? No, no, no. What I'm saying is Emes Lamita Shel Torah. That's Amalek. We think that the Peshat is that the normal thing is you fade. A guy got his Chachos, a guy got his Yisairus, right? Comes the end of his man, right? War coming, going. So let's just, yeah, so one of the Aseres HaDibris is that from Shavuot Shechalber, Yishchoy Dishadur, right? Before Aseres HaDibris. As I said, it's probably before Anuch Hashem Elokecha, Rifin, the end of the time. Rifin, after X amount of time. So a person thinks that the Peshad is, that's the way the Bria is, Fakir, the other thinks that. It's not just like weightlifting. It's punk Fakir. It's just the opposite. The state of the Bria is that a person should stay in his Chachos the whole time. That's the state of the Bria. The state of the Bria is that a person has his Chachos, a person is mechubah to the Eibishta, a person should have his Chachos the whole time. When we start to fade, that's Amalek, that's this Yetzahara, Satan, Malach HaMoves, sucking the lifeblood out of you. It's punk Fakeret, and that's why people think it's very funny. People think that the battle is to get the Chachos going again. It fades, Fashtemidach, it fades. It's punk Fakeret. The battle is that when you start to fade, that's where Amalek took over your life. That's where the Malach HaMoves took over. He sucked the Chias out of you. You had a Chias, you had a Bren. He took the Cheshek out of the mitzvahs, he took the Cheshek out of the davening, he took the Cheshek out of the learning, he took the Cheshek out of you. That's the Emes of Shat. And that Nekuda of taking away the Cheshek and taking away the Chias and taking away the Bren, the Malach HaMoves, is such a Zach that there's no place in the world for such a thing. That's the Ra of the Bria. We don't look at it that way. We look at it that we have a Yerida and we lose Cheshek. Okay, so we say, shit. I had a couple of good days. No. That's the Ra of the Bria. That's the Ra of the Bria, right there. That's where he puts the foot in the door. And that's where he's a mandiyoma. That's where he says. So, the Shevi Shmuel says, all the Umays have different midas, right? What's the song that they sing before Mantai, right? He went to all the Umas. This one's Gneva. This one's Taiva. This one. Different meters, kinna, taifa, kovat. Says the Shami Shmuel that in all the umois, the midas rois that they have sometimes could be used for the right thing. Yankov Avinu used trickery to get the brachas. Kas could be used in the right place. Taifa could be used in the right place. Kinna could be used in the right place. There's what to do with. There's one thing that Shami Shmuel says which has no usage, and that's kaltkeit. The midah of kriros, the midah of I'm off the program, there's nothing good about it. But bizel l'shocha, there's nothing you can do with it. You can't take it and use it for anything. There's nothing you can do with it. It's ra b'mitziusoi. I think that's the pshat. It says in the beginning of Parashas Toldos, ula'oy mil'oy yamos. What did they tell Rivka? One guy was rushing to the, right? Every time she passed by Beis Medrash, one baby ran out. Right? She passed by Avodah Zarah, different baby ran out. So she got nervous. So what did he tell her? You have two babies. It's the famous book from Shalom Shadron. That he, when she told him you have two babies, she calmed down because she was afraid it was the same guy. There's one guy, sometimes he ran to the Beis Medrash, sometimes he ran to the movies. That worried her terribly. If it's two separate people who say this, so one's a tzaddik, one's a sheikh, I'll manage with that. But if it's the same one and he's confused, If Shlomo Shadron said if he's a Mizrahi guy, then there's nothing we could do with him. That was his losha, but that's not for public, it's not for podcasts. Yeah. that was the losha of Shlomo Shadron. He said that's what she was worried about. If it's the same guy who's jumping on two things, well, sometimes he goes low and sometimes he goes to the street. She told him a shnei time of midnight, it was hey, okay, so what can you do? One of them is going to turn out bad. At least he won't be much beyond the other one. Akoponim. So what did he tell them? Lo'oim mil'oim yemot. What's Rashi say? Lo'oim mil'oim yemot. One goes up, the other one goes down. It can't be that Klal Yisrael and Amalek live in the same world. If Yisrael goes up, Amalek goes down. That means, what's the pshat in that? Why can't they live in the same world? Because there's nothing good in it. It's pure Ra. So if we're on top, they're down. Other Ummas, we don't have that relationship. But other Ummas, we could live side by side because they have a Nekuda which could be utilized. The Nekuda of death, of lack of Chiyas, the Nekuda of Karcha, the Nekuda of Kalkite, has nothing to take home. There's nothing you can do with it. There's nothing you can use. There's nothing to take home. There's nothing you can utilize. It's the Rab Etzem. That's the Oimek of the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek. You can't wipe out something that has something good in it. So all the other Ummas, there's no mitzvah to wipe them out. All the other Ummas, you have to vanquish them. You have to win them over. You have to harness them for the Avodas Hashem. But in Amalek, there's nothing good. Why is there nothing good? Because in Kalkite, there's nothing good. There's nothing good about it. That's the aside of Uma Alechamoves, who Satan, who Yed Sahara. He takes the Chiyas out of everything. That has to be wiped out. That a person shouldn't have in his life. A person shouldn't have that in his life. So it's not legitimate, and the battle is over there. It's on day two of the Sukkah, not day one. Day one of the Sukkah is not the battle with Yed Sahara, day two of the Sukkah. So when a person starts to fade, he should know that he was taking over a hostile takeover by Yed Sahara. It doesn't happen by itself. We're at peace with that. It's not. That's where the battle is. Ashakarcha. That's why it's all three pshatim. Shakarcha means he cooled you off. Keri is a lashon of tumah. Tumah is a lack of chiyus. When is there tumah? There's a lack of chiyus. That's where there's tumah. Whenever there's a yirida and chiyus, tumas meis is the highest level because it's the highest level of lack of chiyus. Whenever there's a lack of chiyus, that's where tumah sets in. It sets into the vacuum where there was something there beforehand, comes in tumah. Carries are also a lack of chiyas on a gewissa level. All tumah is a lack of chiyas. Is the pshat is, I stay in all the svarma kadosh in maral. The pshat is, it's tomei, because you're dead. We'll take it very simple. Why is it tomei? Because he kills you. When you take away the chiyas, you're walking dead. And mikra, we spoke about it many times already, mikra means that there's no chiyas in the bria. Everything is just an outside zach. There's a pasuk in Ovadia, in the haftarah of Ayishlach, which speaks about Esav. The pasuk says, L'hoyeh b'es Yankov Eish, Yankov is fire. U'b'es Yosef l'hova, and Yosef is a flame. U'b'es Esav l'kash, and Esav is like straw, kash. Why is it like straw? Because straw has no lachluchas in it. It's brittle, it's dry, there's nothing there, there's no chiyas. And the fire of Yankov and the l'hova of Yosef burns up. L'asav l'hova, there's nothing there, there's no chiyas, it's dry. And when a person feels dry, that's Amalek. That's based Esav Lakash. That's the Yisoid of Keri. That's the Yisoid of Misa. That's the Yisoid of Karcha. If he's there, there are two things we understand. One is, why is the mitzvah Vekishtelt in a Lashon of Zohar to remember? I'm going to say it on two levels. Shikha, that we forget, is a form of death. It means when there's chiyas, there's no shikha. What does zechira mean? Zechira means that something made an impression on me, and in the makam of chiyas, there's never shikha. If you're alive, you can't forget. The sight of shikha is a. Right? It says luchos rishonos. When the luchos rishonos were given, shtein chazal, that there was no shikha in the world because. Yisrael came back to the Dargah of the Rishon Tanachet, there would have been no Misa, there would have been no Shikha. They wouldn't have forgotten anything. They wouldn't have forgotten anything ever. Why? Because where there's a Chiyus, there's no Shikha. Shikha is a form of death. Something died inside a person. A person forgot. So Zohar means I remember. Zohar means continuity. Continuity is a Telada of Chiyus. Shikha is a Telada of dying. Something died. Where did it go? It died. So a person who's connected to chiyus the whole time, in the makam of chiyus, there's no shikha. The Sfasemis gives a mashal. If a person, let's say, has a threat to his life, So a person remembers that his life is worth something, right? He doesn't have to go think about it and go mechaven, because the etzem value of life is connected to the person's inner chias. That never fades. If it fades, it means the guy's clinically depressed and it's not good. So shikha is a form of death. So the tikkun keneged amalek is a vekishtel in the Torah of Zohar. Remember, hold on to it. Don't let it fade. Don't let it die. Don't let it lose its chias. Don't let it become cold. Keep it hot. That's the side of Eish. Dan Kavina was Eish. Yezid is Lahavah. We keep the fire going. And we burn up the dry brittle. So the entire mitzvah is, by the way, it applies to Torah. G'dayli Olam, by the way, G'dayli Olam never wanted to let go of a Yediyah in Torah. They never wanted to let it fade. They didn't want to have shikha, because shikha is a sign of death. Shikha is a sign of amalek. Shikha is a sign of rafu yudeya min ha-Torah. Wherever there's amalek, there's a lowering. It's a form of a lack of chiyus. And when he's the koyach of misa in the world. It's the koyach of misa. Koyach of misa takes away the chiyus that the Eibishter gives. And memela, says the Heilige Sfasemes, wherever there's a chiyus, there's simcha. Where does the lack of simcha come from? Meet the guy, how are you? Right? Meet the guy, walking up the steps, the elevator's broken. And, how are you? The guy says like a one-syllable answer. How are you doing? You okay? No chias, no man. No simcha. Simcha, real simcha, I'm not talking about the simcha that comes from making jokes. Real simcha comes from an internal chias. Person has a brand. Person's on fire. Person has a cheshek. Person is b'simcha. That's the real oimek of the simcha of Purim.
Yeah. I don't know.